We'll start again, Samach Zayin Amud Beis, Omar Mar, which is around 10 lines from the bottom. Omar Mar. Zog de Gemara, Omar Mar. Zov v'chol zov l'rabbis balkeri. It says in the Pasuk, Shalach min amachne, zov v'chol zov, v'yishalach min amachne, kol tzugua v'chol zov v'chol tamal l'nefesh. So we marbe from v'chol zov l'rabbis balkeri. It's included in the parashah of Zov, it's also balkeri. Balkeri is only ad alayla, ad erev. Zov is 7 days, but it's rabbin v'chol zov. Misayela l'rabbi Yochanan, that a zov and a balkeri are both mishtalech shtei machnois.
Meaning machne shchina and machne levia, not machne Yisrael.
So a zov and a balkeri, both of mishtalech shtei machnois. Misayela l'rabbi Yochanan. This is a raya we see from Rabbi Yochanan that is zov and a balkeri, and balkeri is also mishtalech shtei machnois. Dom Rabbi Yochanan mechilos leniskachu. Number one, the tunnels were not niskadish under the Azorah. They don't have a kedusha of the Azorah. But the main thing is, we see the second member, Balkeri is Mishalech Shtei Machnois. So we see it's totally in two Machnois, like a Zov. Now, what is the connection to the first member? So the Mishle Melech says that it's connected one to another. If a Balkeri is in Machne Levia, he has to go out of there. His escape route is allowed to be the Mechilois. Vibalt Mechilos Leiniskachu. So Mamela, you can go out through there. Zog de Gemara. Meisei, effect the following question. Balkeri kamagish sheretz. Shteta Balkeri is like touching a sheretz. And a sheretz, we know, is like a mace which is only mishtalech one machana. Only for machana shchina. My love, lemachana isom, so tshver and Rabbi Yochanan. Zogma loyle tumah osom. It means that the tumah is only one day, like a sheretz. You don't need a limut from that. Shteta behed yin posik that is tumas erev. It's only ad erev. Elolam must be lemachanoisim. So Tver and Rabbi Yochanan, we see clearly that's mishtalech. Only one machne like a sheretz. So gemar leolam letumosom. Leolam it's mishtalech two machnos. So what does it mean letumosom? Not legabed din tumas erev. V'okamashlon the balkei kamar a sheretz laagabed din of oynus. Ma magas sheretz metame beoynus. Just like magas sheretz metame beoynus, irrelevant if you had intent or not. Av balkei metame beoynus. A zov is not metame beoynus, meaning if it's like the achila or kvitza or all these type of things. Masheken the Balkeri is mistama even ba'oynus, and that's what it means that Balkeri is kamagas sheretz. Not legabe machnoisom because it's mishalech tu machnois. Not legabe erev that you don't need a posuk, but legabe the din that the oynus is mitama even though it's ba'oynus. A lafuke zov which is taka only lafuke Michael and Mishnah and all these things. Now a zov the first day is taka also ba'oynus, and that's similar to Balkeri. Zog di mora meisvei. This is what we got up to. Meisvif, zogt ihr morgen, darf es aber chesam mit Alef. Boyol nida, ketome meis. A boyol nida, this is the end of that braise. A boyol nida is like a tome meis. Now, a boyol nida means it's like a tome meis. Tome meis, we said, is only machne shchina. Because vayikach yois, moishes, atzmes yosef imoi, it's not to be in machne levia. So that's a meis. So boyol nida is ketome meis. Lemai, legabi, what is it referring to? Ilem letumosom, if it's a gabi letumosom, meaning that it's Tomei Shiva, Haitum Shiva Ksibbe, but Haitum Shiva Ksibbe. You don't need to tell me that it's like a Nida, that you have to wait for the Nida only goes to the mikveh, the Leil Shmini. So, and so Boyol Nida is like a Tomei Meis. So we know that it's like a Tomei Meis has 7 days. So a Boyol Nida is the same. You need to tell me that. That you don't need to tell me Tumei Shiva compared to Tomei Meis. Elolav Lamachanoisom. Must be telling me Lamachanoisom, meaning that it only has a Shiluach like a Tomei Meis, which is one Machana. Umi the say for lemachanoisom, and since this end of this braise is talking about lemachanoisom, this mishnah actually mishnah zovim. Since the end of this mishnah is talking about lemachanoisom, so who adin reisha nami lemachanoisom? That means the reisha is talking about that we said a balkeri is like a magasheretz. That must be referring to lemachanoisom. So now, like we said before, it doesn't mean lemachanoisom; it means the gabe mitame ba'oinus. Here we see clearly the safe is the machanoisom, so the reish must be the machanoisom. So Balkeri is mishtalech two machanois. I'm sorry, Balkeri is mishtalech only one machana, like a sheretz. And not like we said in Rabbi Yechman, Balkeri is mishtalech shnei machanois. Here we see clearly that Balkeri is mishtalech one machana. Rabbi Yechman said Balkeri is mishtalech chutz shnei machanois. And if you tell me the safe for a boy need a ktoi meis means the machanoisom, so the reish of Balkeri kasheretz means machanoisom, means only one machana. Zog Gemara, if Sefer is the Machnoisom, Reish is also the Machnoisom. So Tver and Rabbi Yochanan, Zog Gemara, Nare Kasha, Midi Iria, Hokidisa, Hokidisa. The Sefer gets the Machnoisom, Boyol Nidus, Ketome Meis, only Meshlech, one Machno, and Balkeri, Kamagasheretz, not like Abim Machnoisom, like Abim Adin of Metame Boinus. Now, a boil nida, we say, is like a nida itself. It says in the pasuk, "V'tihini dosi olav." So that means that it's like a nida itself. Now, the Mishnah Melech in B'yas Mikdash has a gevaldik kasha. Every boil nida is also a balkari. Yeah, the boil nida is licked in them oichet balkari as oichet keri. So ibazoi, it should need require mishloach two machanois. Any chenami boil nida is like a tomei meis and tomei only one machana. But every boil nida is a balkari. It's a gevaldik kasha. Now, he gives a teretz. He says, if let's say you were toiva likiruyov, that means after one day,
you can be toiva already for the tumas keri, because nida is 7 days. Keri is only ad erev. So if you're toiva likiruyov and not for niduyov, so mele you'll take be mishtaleach only one machne, like a boil nida, like a din of nida, which is like tomei meis, and not like keri, which is like a zov, which is mishtaleach shtei machnes. Meaning a hechatimtza, where you don't have a tumas keri anymore, but you do have a tumas nida. Another teretz he gives, if let's say there was no hitzah zera, he wasn't going to be biyosoi. So mitzad tumas nida, you taka have, you're boiling nida. But mitzad keri, you don't have, because it was, so you only have a shiluach of machnachas. Now a boil nida is not exactly like a nida, because it's tovel already be yoim shvi, mashenkin a nida has to wait till lel shmini. So it's not exactly like it.
Before we go weiter, there's a gevalga yisoid in the Meshech Chochma. The Meshech Chochma asks that we're saying now that the Balkari needs to go out of two machnois, machne Shechina and machne Leviya. Frekt Shevet Levi was in machne Leviya. That means Shevet Levi, if they were Meshamesh ben Shoseim, they had a relationship with their wife, so they Balakari. So the Chorah Balkari is also machne Leviya. What happened? Shevet Levi lived in Sovel Mishkon. Aedus. So how could they be in Shoseim, the Chorah Balakari? Zog the Meshech Chochma Gevaldig Yisoid, he was Mechadish. That in Machne Levi itself, there were two parts. There was a Machne where they encamped the oil moid, which is only for the men. And then there was a Machne in Machne Levi where they lived with the wife and the kids. And that part does not have a Kedusha of Machne Levi. And over there, Taka Balkari's Mutter. That's his Gevaldig Yisoid. The Miroim Yisod, the Netziv, in Yume Davov, he gives another Teretz. He answers that the Isser for Balkari is to enter Machne Levi. But there's no issa for a Balkari to become a Balkari in Machne Levi. Daf and Ishtach Ois game, or Be'aton Ishtach Ein game. So men are they able to be B'nei Shoseim. A Gevaldig Chiddush of the Netziv on this Kasha.
Zog the Mora Meisvei, another question. Mitzoyre Choma Mizov. A Mitzoyre is more Chomer than a Zov. That's what we said, that it doesn't have to say Mitzoyre in a Pasuk. If it's Zov, both are Tumi Yotzim Gufam, but a Mitzera has Friya Frima and Issa Tashramita. So why does it say Mitzera in the Pasuk? Must be to tell me Shilosh Gimel Machna, it's a separate Machna. Meisvi Mitzera Chom Mizov, Vizov Chomer Mitome Meis. And we said Zov is more Chomer than Tome Meis. Tome Meis is not Tumi Yotzim Gufam. Yotze Balkari, She Tome Meis, Chomer Mimenu. Mashek in the Balkari, a Tome Meis is more Chomer than it. Now even though over Chol Zov we learn Balkari, but a Tome Meis is more Chomer than it. Now, what does it mean? Why is it more chomer than it? Because a tomei meis is 7 days. Masha'enkin Balkari is only ad erev. So, what does it mean? Yotzo, my yotzo,
lav yotzo michlal zov.
It must be it's out of the category of zov that's us in machneshniya. Ubo bichlal tomei meis, and it goes to the category of tomei meis, meaning Balkari is only also machneshchina one machne. So we see nalag Rabbi Yochanan that Balkari is mishalech shtei machnois. So we see clearly that is Balkari is only us in Machne Shechina, because the Meis is more Chomer than it's Mutav Machne Leviya. It doesn't mean Yotza Michlal Zov and it's Nichlal Tomei Meis. Loi Yotza Michlal Tomei Meis v'Nichlas Machne Zov. It's out of the Machne of Tomei Meis, because even Tomei Meis is more Chomer than it, and it goes into the category of Zov. V'Av Agav the Tomei Meis Chomer Mimenu. Even though Tomei Meis is more Chomer than it, because it's too much Shiva, and all the other Chomers we said, and even though Tomei Meis is Mutter b'Machne Leviya, Lemaide Domile Medaminale, we compare it Lemaide Domile, meaning Kol Zov is Marbe Balkari, so and Kol Tomei is Marbe Tomei Sheretz. That means everyone you're Medama to what it's more compared to. So since a Balkari is Domile Zov,
It's Yotze Lamigufoy. So Mele, it goes into the category of Zov, and it's Yotze Mi Machna Leviya. It has a Shluach Shtei Machnois. Zog Mo Toni Tanaka Mele Rabbi Yotze Gba Avdimi. Shteten Posuk Vo Yotze Amechutza Machna. This Posuk is Kiye Becho Ish Asher Lo Yeh Toh Mikra Laila Vo Yotze Amechutza Machna. And then it says in the end of the Posuk Lo Yovoy El Teicha Machna. It says V'yotzo and Lo Yovoy. So Gemara dashes. V'yotzo mechutz machne zu machne shchina. Balkeri has to leave machne shchina. Lo Yovoy El Teicha Machna. The end of the posuk zu machne levia. That means it has to leave machne levia. So it needs shiluach shtei machnois. Another raya. Another posuk. Mikalo balkeri shot chutz shtei machnois. Omalei akati loy ailte. Meaning it did not enter yet. Afikte. You're already telling him to leave machne levia. Or lishdachina akati loy afikte. You didn't take him out of Machna Shechina yet. Al Yalte. So you're telling him that he's not allowed to enter Machna Leviya. Ela Eimim as follows. What is it? How do you touch the Pasuk? Michutz the Machna zu Machna Leviya. It has to go out of Machna Leviya. Lo Yovel techa Machna zu Machna Shechina. It's not allowed to enter Machna Shechina. That it has to leave Machna Leviya and it can't enter Machna Shechina. That means it can't go towards Machna Shechina. It has to go the other direction. Towards Machna Yisrael. Masla Ravina. Maybe say the Pasuk is talking about Machna Shechina to give you a live in an essay. Masla Ravina. Ema idavid el Machna Shechina. V'la lo b'essay v'lo yis essay. Maybe the Pasuk is telling me. V'yotzim chutzim Machna, which is an essay. And lo yovel techa Machna. It's a lo yis essay. But both are only in Machna Shechina. So Gemara im kein lemekro v'yotze el michutz la Machna. Let it just say v'yotze el michutz la Machna. V'lo yovel el toich. That's the lav. V'lo yovel el toich. Why did it say v'liyovel toich hamachane? Why do you need the word hamachane? Hamachane lomeli shemamino litanle machane achers to give it a different machane. Not the pshat. It's just not allowed to be in machane shchina with a lav and essay. But to give it a different machane, it's not allowed to be in machane leviya either. Zog digomaga umichui krovav. We said in the Mishnah that it's not doicha shab. Forget michui krovav. We said is doicha Shabbos. We were mechalik in the Mishnah. We said there's two types of cleanings. We said michui krovav is doicha Shabbos. That taking out the peresh, taking out the tzoya is doicha Shabbos. Mashenken hadochas krovav, the washing is not doicha Shabbos. Now we're going to explain what michui krovav. What's the lashon michui? Zog ma'am my michui krovav. Rav Huna omar shemenakvin besakin. Does mean you make a loch, you make a hole with a sakin, and the mele of the tzoya comes out. You puncture the intestine over there. But it's where the tzoya is, and then it comes out. Shemenakvin besakin. That's one pshat. That's Rav Huna. Rav Chiya bar Rav Omar, Shilko de Mayo. Shilko means the schmutz, the slime that's in the Maya, in the intestines. The nafka agav duchka de sakino. That you take away with the duchka, you scrape it off with the back of the sakin, or with the sakin itself. And that is what the michui, the loshna michui kovav is. Now, the reason why the Chiddush is they allowed to do this on Shabbos, according to this, is because very geshmak, it's like memachik. It's like smoothing. You're smoothing by scraping it off. Another pshat would be the issa would have been boirer. You're being boirer the psoilus. But the lemaisa is mutter. We're saying this is a chelik that you need it for the haktori. It can't be makter if you have the tzoy over here. Zog di gemara, omar. Now Rashi brings two pshatim in menakvim besakin. Zog Rashi di memasa menakvim besakin, sheyetze arei. Michu means peresh rako. It becomes soft. When you puncture it, so it comes out, streaming out. The nimches besoicha. And then Rashi brings another pshat. Lishna achino, nocha pshat, zog Rashi. Michu loshen nekiva. Michu means a puncture, a hole. Vechibul, and destructive. Komoi timche zecha amolek. Michui is a lashon of timcha, destroy. Timcha zecha amolek. The Chabino Rav used to bring a raya from here, and so brought down that mechias amolek doesn't just mean to kill amolek, but it means through yisurim, but nekiva uvechibul. Like it says over here, lashon michui, timcha is lashon nekiva vechibul. Imagine you can be noikim, lashon lovei, Hitler yamachshemoi. Wait, they're going to stop kill him. It's the din from nekiva vechibul. Yisurim. Okay, that's also Yisurin, I hear. Yeah. That's part of the Yisurin. Zog di Gemara. Omar Rebbe Lozo. My time is the Chiyah Barav. Chiyah Barav says, Shilke de Maya, the Nafkak of Duchy de Skina. Dichsiv. Because it says in the Pasuk, V'chal boys mechim geirim yoichelu. The Pasuk is in Yeshaya. It says, the beginning of the Pasuk is, V'ro kvoshim kedobram. The kvoshim will be pasturing kedobram. V'chal boys mechim, and the destroyed houses of the mechim, mechim arashoyim, gorim yoichelu. Gorim means the tzaddikim, or the ones that are taking over now, the goyim, like goyim, they're living here, your chela will enjoy. That's lost lovoy. My mashkma, what do we see over here? Can the metangim Rav Yosef, like it says in the Targum, v'nichsei and d'rashid, and d'nichosim of d'rashoyim, tzadike yechsonun. So we see over here that the mechim are the d'rashoyim. So we see that it's the shmut, so to speak, like we said before. Before we said that shilka de mayo, meaning a loshen of michui is shilka de mayo. The nafkag avduk el sakino. So we see michui is a lashon of rishoyim, meaning shmutz. Zok the gemara weiter. The gemara now goes to the beginning of that pasuk. The pasuk says v'chorvas mechim gorim yochelu. That means that the homes of the rishoyim, the gorim, the tzaddikim are going to enjoy. The beginning of the pasuk says v'ro kvasim kedavram. That means the sheep will be pasture kedavram. What does kedavram mean? Kedavram means like the haftocha that said to them, meaning the haftocha of the Novi. Zogma Omar Menashe Bar Yimei Omar Rav, Kemedubar Bom, meaning the haftocha that the Novi promised. What is my Kemedubar Bom? What's this referring to? Omar Abaya, the haftocha is, V'chor V'zmechim Gorim Yochelu, meaning that the tzaddikim will yashen the Nechosim of the Shoyim, and that's going to be V'ro Kvosim Kedovram, which is going to be the pasturing of the sheep, is Kedovram like this Nevuah Lossed Lovoi. The Rav has a kasha. Bishlei miksiv chorvos. If we'd say chorvos without a vav, so the keder amrit. Then you can say that the end of the pasuk is referring to the haftocha that's mentioned in the beginning of the pasuk. V'ro kvasim kedavram, which is v'chorvos mechim gorim yachelu. But hashadichsiv v'chorvos says a vav. It's mashma milsachit. It's mashma. It's a separate thing. Milsachit to komar. It's an haftocha on that part. Elo magove pshat neposuk as follows. Kid Rav Chanan lo magav, dom Rav Chanan lo magav. Asirin tzadikim shiu, shiyichayu es hameisim. Tzadikim losu lovoi, agan bimichay hameisim. Ksiv och, it says by the tzadikim, v'ro kvosim kedovram. It says over here, legab the tzadikim, v'ro kvosim kedovram. Uksiv hosom, and the posuk in Micha says, yiru voshon v'gilot kime oilom. So we dash on the posuk as follows. Boshon ze Elisha. Why is it Elisha? Abom and Aboshon, it comes from Boshon. Well, how do we know it comes from Boshon? Shenemar, V'yanai V'shofat Baboshon. Uksiv, and it says by Elisha, Poi Elisha ben Shofat Ashiyotzik Mayim Alidei Eliyahu. Meaning, he was the son of Shofat that lived in Boshon. Poi Elisha ben Shofat Ashiyotzik Mayim Alidei Eliyahu. V'gilad Zeliyahu. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk by Eliyahu Novi, V'yoyim Eliyahu Atishbi Mitoishve Gilad. So since we see that Eliyahu and Elisha were Mechayim Mesim, and it says the Lashon of Roya by them, so we learn Xer Shova that the same Roya is Sadiqim Lasid Lovoi, that Lasid Lovoi, Kedovram, like it says by Leon Elisha and Mechayim Mesim, so Sadiqim Lasid Lovoi and Mechayim Mesim. The Mashal says that Boshen and Gilad were Me'evel Yadin. So it's come to tell us that Lasid Lovoi, even the Mesim in Chutz Loretz, will be Zeichet to Tchias Mesim because of the Sadiqim that are buried there. So that's what it means, Sadiqim Lasid Lovoi and Mechayim Mesim, even in Chutz Loretz, and the Kom Taka Derech Mechilois. Zok de Gemara Omar Rav Shmuel ben Achmeni Omar Rav Yonison. Asidim tzadikim shiichyu meisim another drosha that tzadikim lost lover b'mechayim meisim. Shenemar. It says the Rabbi Achsa Yomim in Tzchaya. Oid yesh v'skenu v'skenis b'chor v'zushlaim v'ish mish'anto b'yodo m'rov yomim. There'll be v'skenu v'skenis b'chor v'zushlaim and they'll have a cane in their hand m'rov yomim. Uksiv. And it says by Elisha when he went by the story with the Shunamis. It says he was Mechayim Mesim. V'samto mish'anti al p'nei anar. So he was Mechayim Mesim. So he's dashing the same thing. V'ish mish'anto b'yodoi. The mish'enes is referring to the same staff, meaning that the ish is referring to the tzaddik. There'll be Mechayim Mesim, like it says that the lashon of v'samto mish'anti al p'nei anar, which was tchias ha'mesim, so tzaddikim lo salovim Mechayim Mesim. It's brought on Meshem Mechayim V'lozhna that the Gemara says in Ksubis Kufid Aleph, that Amaratzim are not going to be Zoicha to Tchias HaMesim. You need Tel Shal Tchia, Tafka Torah is Mechayim Mesim. However, since they're Mahanat HaMilchom Minchosim, so Amel they'll be Zoicha to Tchia. And that's Merumas over here in the Losh of Mishantoy. Mishantoy, meaning they are Mishon. The fact that they are Mishan for the Tzadikim, That means they're mehanan tamid chom min chaseim. So that's the losha mishantoy. So melo del amaratzim will also be zoicha to tchia mesim losid lovi because they mechazik and they mefarnes the tzadikim the tamid chomim.
Zok the gemara ula rami ula has the following stira in the pesukim legabit tchias mesim. Ksev bilam obis la netzach, which means losid lovi. There won't be a malachim obis anymore. There will be no misa. Uksiv, and it says another pasuk. It says ki anar ben mea shana yomus. That means someone who dies 100 years old will be called a nar, a young man. But al kaponim, it might be young when he's 100, but at the end of the day, he'll die. It says ki anar ben mea shana yomus. So we see al kaponim, there might be a long arichas yomim, but there will be misa. So how does that coincide with bilam avos lanetzach? So gemar loy kasha can be Yisrael. By Yisrael, taka there won't be any misa los lovei. Can be oivt gechovim. Goyim will have misa. In fact, the gemara oivt gechovim, my boy Hossam, what are goyim doing los lovei? So gemara. There will be goyim blessed lovey. Dichsev va'omdu zorim v'ro'u tzoinchem uvnei necho ikreichem v'chomeichem. Meaning that blessed lovey, the goyim will taka be our shepherds and they'll take care of plowing of our fields and take care of our vineyards. So those goyim will taka die at the end, even if they marach yomim. And that's what the pasuk is referring to.
The Meshech Chochma in Dvarim says that it depends what kind of blessed lovey. There's be'itoi and there's achasheno. When it's be'itoi, so then taka. It's this man that it's supposed to be. Then taked it won't be necessary. Or a miklat lasid lovoi. Mashenk when it's bachisheno, when it's achisheno, when it's b'schus of klai sol that they nigal earlier. So then taked will need or a miklat, and that is taka where it's negeya. Meize taka there won't be any misa. Mashenk and or a miklat b'shoygig there will still be negeya. There will be a misa. The Karen Oyres says a little different to answer this stira, and he says that misa machmas mikra, stam illness, this taka won't be lost lovoi. But machmas chet, this still be. But since Klal Yisrael will not be motzi by them chet, so it'll only be relevant to the goyim. And that's what the Gemara is saying. By the goyim, it means because they're motzi chet, and we won't have chet, so they won't have misa machmas chet. Machmas mikra, the taka won't be. Machmas chet, there will be, but that's only going to be relevant to goyim, not relevant to yidden. The Achaner in Makkas says that Avarada will be lost lovoi a misa through Ritzicha, because otherwise why do you need Ori Miklot? So there will be misa. What's Ori Miklot for if there won't be people that will kill Aide Shoigig? So there must be, there will be a misa Aide Ritzicha b'Shoigig, but that's the whole purpose of Ori Miklot.
Zog the Gemara Rav Chizda, Rami Rav Chizda, that's the following stira. Ksiv chofra levona uvoisha achama. Meaning, the levona will be dimmed, will be diminished, the light of the levona. Uvoisha achama, and the chama will be embarrassed, humiliated. It'll be even less light that emanates from the chama. So we see clearly that there won't be light lost in lovei. And yet it says, uksiv, v'hoi oir ha-levona k'oir ha-chama, the oir ha-levona will be like the chama of today, v'hoir ha-chama yeshivasayim k'oir shivasayomim. And the oir ha-chama will be 7 times 7, shivasayim means 7 times 7, k'oir shivasayomim. And Rashi makes a cheshbon, it means 7 times 7 is 49, times 7 is 344. So it'll be 344 times more. So what are you saying that it'll be dimmed? Here it says it'll be so much more. So gemar loy kasha, kan loy l'mabo, kan l'moysa Mashiach. Yemoysa Mashiach taka, the chama will be very strong. Mashenkein, boilam haba, over there will taka be diminished, will taka be less. Meaning, klapi de shechine will be taka nizbayish, and will taka be less. Zog de gemar l'shmul de omar, ein ben oilam haza l'moysa Mashiach, l'shibud malchus bilvad. The whole difference in Yemoysa Mashiach is only shibud malchus. But nothing else will change. So what are we saying? So Michael and Meymar, how could you answer the psukim and say that Kan Yemoysa Mashiach, we're talking about Yemoysa Mashiach, and that's when it'll be so strong, the Chama. L'chayra, Ein Bein, Oilam Hazel, Yemoysa Mashiach, L'shibun Malchus. How could you say there will be any difference in that aspect? Zog Mori, Idibi L'Oilam Haba. L'Oilam, you can say that everything is talking about L'Oilam Haba, both psukim. V'Loi Kasha, Kan B'machne Shechina. B'machne Shechina, over there, there will be such a strong light from the Shechina, so Taka seem diminished. And kam b'machnat tzadikim, b'ashegem machnat tzadikim, over there will Taka be very strong. Here we see some connection, even though the Gemara talks about Michu Kovav, but some connection to the previous sugya of machnat Shechina. Zok the Gemara, the last Gemara, Rav Rami, Rav has the following stira ksiv, ani omis va'achaye. It says, I'll be memis, and I'll be make tchias amesim. Uksiv mochatzti v'ani erpe. That means I will make someone ill, and I'll be heal them. Hashto achuya mechayev, if the Ebrish is mechayev meisim, milpa loy kolshken, kolshken is rapid those that are ill. So what do you need to tell me this for? El zok de gemara, omakodesh bochu, mashani meimis, ani mechaya. That which I'm memes, I'm mechaya. Not pshat, I'm memes, one person, I'm mechaya, another person, a child is born. No. That which I'm memes, I'm mechaya, just like k'moisha mechatzim ani epa, just like healing processes on the one that are ill, so to the tchia processes of the one that are mes. So mele is going on the same person. Zog dimo ton rabbonon, we find similarly. Ani omes ve'echye. Yochom isa be'echod v'chayim be'echod. Maybe it's talking about one person will die and one person will come, will born. Kedech sh'olam noig, like we have in this world. Talmud lo yimar mochatzi v'ani erpe. Ma makarufu be'echod. Just like makarufu is in one person, the person that's ill gets healed. Af misa v'chayim be'echod, it's talking about in one person. The one that's meis will be mechaya. U'mikan tshuva lo yimar mechiyas meis minatera. This is a tshuva that we see that the Eibush will be mechaya meis and los lovoy is much in the pasuk. Dova acher, another pshat is b'tchila mashani meimis ani mechaya. First, when the Eibushter does tchias ameisim, first he's mechaya them with their illness, with their blemishes, with their ailments. That's all come l'tchia. V'hoda mashem mechatzim ani arpe, and then I'll heal them. And the Medrash explains that's godless of the nes of tchias ameisim. If you're stam going to be mechaya someone that was ill and suddenly comes up healthy, you don't see the meis tchia because it's a different person. So first you mechaya the people that are ill and bent over, mechaya them in the same state that they died, and then you'll be mrapid them, and that'll be a godless in the nest of the etzem tchia and in the refuah that takes place afterwards. Meaning there's two aspects. The Medrash says that if the Eibushter will be mechaya someone and be mrapid him while he's being mechaya him, then you won't see the tchias amesim, because who says this is the person that was mace? The person that was mace was a different person. So you don't see tchia in that person. So merely there has to be a tchias amesim in the person in his illness. So he needs tchias amesim. And then you mrapid him. And that's how the Medrash is. The Mashal explains in Sanhedrin that this is good for the greatness of the Ness. You see a greater Ness in the Etzem Maisa Tchir, it's more nicker the Ness, then it's Kombe Mumoy, and then it's Nisrapa. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid.